So I'm 37 years old and I live in New Zealand now. I have like a stage 1 to 2 uterine prolapse and about a stage 2 bladder prolapse. And when I signed up, I was feeling a lot of heaviness and bulging. And I was really suffering mentally. I think I felt extremely trapped. There was never any pain. There was a little bit of incontinence as well. I was stupid. I just didn't do anything about it. And then I had my second child and I still didn't do anything about it. It is probably the worst thing I've ever experienced. Like I said to my husband, you cannot compare this. Like any flu, any disease that, when you've been really, really unwell, I would much rather go through that again than this, because it felt like my body had, I could not control my body. I haven't actually had any symptoms now for probably 1 or 2 weeks, which is the longest it's been for me since I started experiencing the symptoms. So at the moment, I would probably say that I don't feel any heaviness. I don't feel any bulging. My incontinence is very minimal. I can't even remember last time that I like had a leak. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd probably say maybe a 2. I actually had a prolapse 3 weeks after I had my son 2 years ago. And I had a pretty stressful pregnancy. We were building this house while I was pregnant, 3 weeks before we moved into the house, and it's just not a good time to be moving house when you've just had a baby. And that's when I felt the first symptoms of a prolapse. And I went to my GP and she said there was a prolapse. She said there was a swelling of the vaginal wall. And all I had to do was to go home and rest. I never went to my doctor because I don't really have faith in doctors. There were warning signs already when I had my first symptoms. I did not want to go back to a general practitioner. But at that one time, I did, and I could feel it with my finger. And I emailed her, and because I was so scared, and she wrote back to me, "Oh, that's not good." And I wrote back to her, but it was too late. She had already gone for the day. And she left me with those words over the whole weekend, "Oh, that's not good." I have really, really seen massive improvements there. I can say after about a month, I felt like so much stronger. Getting the answers from someone who's actually been through this, that was the biggest thing for me. Kind of shape my program and make it fit in with my lifestyle, which has been really, really good. I feel like I want to tell all my friends that are pregnant or have just had babies, like, you gotta join here so you don't end up like, I just wish I had found women's cycles earlier. I wish it was around 6 years ago when I had my daughter and I was experiencing incontinence, because back then I could have done something and I probably, wouldn't have been sitting here with a prolapse. I think women's cycles has got so much to offer, 100%.